Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietallo Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. A paper company recently announced enhancements to a mill that our staff thinks is a geographic challenge. Steve, can you set the stage?
Sure, Helen. An announcement caught our eye a few weeks ago concerning a mill which plans on making some grade changes in a less than ideal geographic location. This triggered some internal discussions here at Paprietallo about what a suboptimum mill location is, particularly in the United States.
Jim, can you explain this further?
Well, one must look at some history to understand this matter thoroughly. We need to go back to before the interstate highway system was built and come forward from there.
Okay, I'll bite. Steve, can you give us a bit of history on the interstate highway system after the break? We'll be back after this message.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back. Now, Steve, we can hardly wait.
Well, Helen, the Interstate Highway System, originally the National Defense Highway System, started construction in 1957, and it was essentially complete in 1985 and proclaimed complete in 1992.
Now that we have that out of the way, Jim.
Back in the old days, say before the late 1950s, most paper moved by rail and at slow speeds. The mills were often located near streams and rivers where dams had been built in order to put in small hydroelectric plants to power the mills. Most mills were virgin fiber-based, so the streams and the fiber source were often close together.
And I'm guessing the modern roads and higher expectations for order delivery changed the geographic requirements.
Exactly. Modern high-speed roads, widely distributed electricity, and recycling means that mills need to be near a major highway, in the case of recycling, near major fiber sources, which means large cities.
So legacy mill locations, out of the woods, so to speak, are at a logistics disadvantage?
Precisely, Helen. Remember a couple of years ago when Pondere and Usk, Washington shut down? It was what we have been calling a peninsular mill, as is if it was on a peninsula, it just has one way in and one way out.
There are other peninsular locations in the United States, and of course in other places too. Other such places in the United States are Maine, northern Wisconsin, and so forth. One would think that Florida would be a peninsular location, for it is actually a peninsula. However, the products made in South Florida are tissue, which can be largely consumed locally.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. If you have another view, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at helen.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.